99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Now, if you've never listened to this show before, welcome. Hi, my name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hello.
And we oftentimes say that our show is filled with educational tools, science, learning, discovery, right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, when we talk about the busy beaver of Canada, we're literally talking about an actual beaver. And the residents of a Vancouver neighborhood worried that this busy beaver is going to get someone hurt because this busy beaver keeps trying to build a dam by cutting down trees and knocking them onto houses.
Oh, wow.
Busy beaver in Surrey, responsible for bringing down several trees near a townhouse complex, has residents wondering if someone will be seriously injured or even killed if something isn't done about it.
Yeah, this from the Canadian News Network here.
I want them to do something which is more effective, because this has happened before to the other unit on the end. But this is the biggest damage so far that's occurred.
Yeah, so literally this beaver's going around cutting down trees and they're falling on houses and fences and all sorts of stuff.
I was kind of thinking that it was going to be along the lines of the busy beaver was busy making families all over the area. No, that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
He's knocking down houses.
Now, here's the thing. You bring up a good point, because maybe this beaver is cutting down those trees in order to maybe build a family or build a bigger house or dam to attract said female.
Could be. We can only guess at his motivations.
So, to do the research for you, I have already typed into YouTube beaver mating.
No, you did not.
And I'm going to say that YouTube doesn't know what a beaver is.
Okay, because what does YouTube think a beaver is?
Because we've gotten everything from a capybara, which is an Australian, animal that's not a beaver.
Okay.
And then a woodchuck mating call, but they call it a beaver mating call, and it's clearly a woodchuck standing there.
Yeah, I think they're technically separate animals.
They are! So YouTube has no clue what a beaver is. Which is kind of unfortunate.
We do need to maybe notify the people, YouTube. They're messing up their animals.
Yeah, and listen, when I need to look, you know, for research purposes only, uh-huh, obviously, right, to YouTube for what a proper beaver mating ritual would be, so I can identify whether this beaver in Canada, this busy beaver in Canada, is actually chopping down the trees, falling on houses to try and woo a female. You're not helping me out.
He's probably trying to build like a really cool house. Like, I'm going to impress the ladies I have a really awesome beaver lair.
Awesome beaver lair.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
We can only guess, though, because we didn't talk to the beaver.
No.
We didn't have a conversation with him.
I mean, listen.
Like, hey, dude, why are you doing that?
The closest we have are woodchucks mating. So there you go. I don't know if you woke up this morning thinking, you know what, I really would like to hear some animals mating and what their sounds like. But there you go. You have.
It's been a while.
You have woodchucks. You have groundhogs. And alas, no beaver.
I feel like the woodchucks, though, and the groundhogs and the beavers could hang out, like, at the same parties. Like, I feel like they're similar enough.
Yeah, that is
little
true.
Forest parties, the little forest ragers.